Blog Talk Radio.
To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We have a little audio difficulty. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm going to see if Pastor Bill is available to give us a word of prayer.
Yes, Pastor, I'm available.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Okay. Did you hear the music, Pastor?
No, Pastor.
I didn't either. I don't know what's going on, but we won't be doing this one again. Okay. Thank you, Pastor. Give us a word of prayer, please. Thank you.
All right, Pastor. You're welcome. Good afternoon, everyone. The scripture I'd like to open up with is Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, Father God, giving you thanks for another day, Father God. We're thanking you, Father God, for our pastor who teaches the word. We thank you for the listeners, those that call in, and those that are listening by internet, Father God. Lord Jesus, we come before you right now. We're binding up the difficulties that's trying to hinder your word from getting out, Father God. Lord, we're praying, Father God, that we'll be able to hear our pastor as he teaches this word and receive the word, Father God. Bless all of those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, Father God. You know who they are. You know their names. You know what they're going through, Father God. We bring our brother Derek Wallace to you, Father God. We know you are a healer, and we know you can do anything but fail. So, Lord, encourage his heart, strengthen him, Father God, as he goes through a time such as this, Father God. Be with all those that may be sick and shut in and the names that we don't know, Lord, but you know all things, so you are a healer. Your word says, by your stripes we are healed. So, Father God, help us all to stand on the word of God when we're going through, Father God. Be with all those who are bereaved today, and we ask that you would give them of the mind, comfort their hearts, Father God. Be with those that are going through, Father God. Make a way out of no way, Father God, that they will give you the praise. And, Lord, we're so thankful for another day that we can come together in your word, Lord. Open up our hearts and our mind to receive the word of God, that we may share this word with others. So we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, so much for that prayer.
God bless.
That is our foundational scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. And I want to begin by saying that it's a challenge learning the sense of putting your whole weight on something, everything you got resting on trusting in that person or thing. It's not an easy task when he says to trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding, but in all of thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody. It's for those that want their path directed by the Lord, those that want God's way of doing things. And the only way that can happen is you got to put your trust in him. I mean, think about it. When we have important decisions to make, we sometimes feel that we can't trust anyone. And if I must say, not even God sometimes. But God knows what is best for us. He is a better judge of what we want than even we know ourselves. But it's like, we want to take care of it. We don't want to let God take, we want to take care of it. To trust in him completely. In every choice we make, we should not omit carefully thinking of belittling our God.
Amen.
People do that. I've done that too. I've had to repent from that. Sometimes I just want to do it on my own. Take control of this thing. When really, God giving us the ability to reason. But we should not trust our own ideas, especially to the exclusive of just what we do. Or if I should say, we should not exclude God. That's what I want to say. In our thought process, we should include God in our thought process. Now, you may do others, but not God. That's why he said we must not be wise in our own eyes. We should always be willing to listen and to be corrected by God through his word now, through his word, and be wise counseling. Because wise counselor is those that will give you the word of God for the situation. And let me say something to some of you preachers out here. So stop trying to do it on your own. Go to the word of God and get that from God's word. I get it, you know. You know, you've probably been down this road before and you've handled this kind of situation. I get all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But don't lean to your own understanding.
All right.
How about just acknowledging God and allow him to make our path straight.
Mm-hmm. All right.
By guiding us and protecting us.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say the thing before we really get into this. I'm going to ask Pastor Shifine Matthew 6:33. But let me say this about that sixth verse. To receive God's guidance and said Solomon, we must acknowledge God in all of our ways. This means turning every area of our lives to him. About a thousand years later, Jesus emphasized this same truth in Matthew 6:33. As Pastor read it.
Okay, reading from the King James. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes. Amen.
Look at your value. Look at your priority. What's really important? What area of your life that you don't acknowledge God?
All right.
What kind of advice did the human body give, the human person give? Most of the time, it's sending out signal from the senses, what you can see, what you can smell, what you can taste, what you can feel. See, this the kind of stuff the world system or being part of the world or even being a human, these are the results we get. Listen, brother and sister, this scripture really means in every area of our lives should be acknowledged by God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a problem with that. Well, I used to have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that anymore. Because I realize he's just to talk to than God. Now, I know some of y'all may think, oh, well, I do that. No, you got to really think about that. Thing you do, from finances to everything. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a time that we ought to be quiet, and then there's a time we ought to talk. There's a time to smile, and then there's a time to frown. So you want to make sure you're in God's timing. How about that?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to not be in God's timing. But it is in the area where we attempt to restrict or ignore his influence. that will cause you to grieve. To make him a valid part of everything you do, then he will guide you because you will be working to accomplish his will.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amen.
I had put get together some stuff, but I just want to today let you know that this is about trust, brothers and sisters. And we, like I said, we got into the word a little bit last week, but we're going to get into it a little bit more. Because Psalms 4 and 5, as Pastor to read that, we have to trust God for everything. And as you understand this word trust in the totality of it, then you, your eyes become open to some things you hadn't really been doing. You walk out the house without even talking to God.
Have mercy.
Easy to do. Easy.
Lord.
You make an important decision without really, Lord, should I go this route or should I go that route? And don't give me this old garbage, a double-minded man. No, you're consulting with God. You're asking God through prayer or through just talking to him. Lord, am I, you know, because a lot of times we want to say, well, Lord, if it ain't right, let this happen or let that happen. I know some of y'all have done that before. See, you're communicating with God then because you don't want to lean onto your own understanding. And that's the problem we got to deal with this week. Stop leaning to your own understanding. I know you got it. I know you have you've been educated. I know you got this and your mindset is here. And I know you're godly. I get all of that, but that's your understanding. Now, you got to put a pin in and say, okay, Lord, I know this, I know that. But what you say, what say you, Lord?
Yeah.
Like you said, nevertheless, not my will, but what about your will, Lord? Because I know what my will is.
Mm-hmm.
My will is that you suffer this bitter cup to pass me. But, Lord, what's your will? I might need to drink out of this thing today.
All right.
So it is in every area of our lives, brothers and sisters, trusting in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And in Psalm 4 and 5, how that read, Pastor?
From the King James. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Amen.
Yeah. You need God's righteousness.
Yes, we do.
What we need, God's righteousness, not our righteousness. You'd be surprised the difference between our righteousness and God's righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
God never, like for instance, our righteousness, oh, well, I need to pay this and I need to pay that. Wait a minute. Have God told you to pay that?
All right.
See, if you read, the Bible says Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. So why is you trying to operate by the law? If he did away with the law, why you want to argue with him? Why you want to explain that to people that, because that's what you're leaning on. Because that's your understanding. Why not just take the word of God, and if he said he abolished the law in Christ and Christ replaced the law, well, bless God, take it. Read Romans 8. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Well, you may not believe. So then there's your problem right there because you're leaning to your own understanding. But if God's word say Christ became sin, so we could have righteousness. Well, I'm not going to change that to appease you. Yeah, but people doing this, man, I don't care about that. I don't get into that garbage. I don't care about folks. This ain't about them. It ain't about what your optical nerve telling you.
All right.
What that person in that person's heart. How you know they're not trusting God? Lord, I'm trusting you until I can get a few more dollars so I can do this. How you going to ignore that faith right there? Can't ignore that. Yeah, they probably be dress better. But you want them to dress better so they can come in your building and be among the elite. Say, that's a bunch of garbage, man.
That's what I'm thinking.
Nine times out of ten, see why folks doing what they're doing. I challenge you to say, let me see why they doing what they're doing. Why are they throwing the rod and reel and the hook in the lake? Why are you throwing that out there? Is it to catch me? Why are you doing that?
All right.
Now, your first thought, yeah, that's what's going on. But when you search deeper into it, it's something else going on.
Mm. All right.
Make the sacrifice of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Psalm 71 says, O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all of them that persecute me and deliver me. God can deliver you when you trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last week we talked about Psalms 9 and 10, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. And what they're simply saying, those that know the Lord, once you know God, you can put trust in him. I'm not just talking about out in the air, in the atmosphere. I'm talking about calling on the name of the Lord. In the Lord do I put my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your yonder's mountains? No, brothers and sisters, you got to talk to God. You know why? Yeah. Because the Lord is my rock. He is my forging, my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust.
Mm-hmm.
He's my buffer. He's the horn of my salvation. He's that mighty high tower. That's who I put my trust in.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that you got monies and currency to say, in God we trust. But listen, brothers and sisters, because it says it on the paper, do you mean it? They did that for some religious reason, and I'm not going to even go there today.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I trust in the name of the Lord. And your automobile may say Cadillac, or it may say Chevrolet. Oh, don't let me leave out Ford. Toyota becoming a big thing. Don't put trust in that. Put your trust in God. God's going to get you from point A to point B, from point B to point C. You can drive what it's going to drive, but trust in God, not the automobile. Can I get a witness on that one, will you please?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, the kings and people, they trust in what they can feel and see and hear. But our trust need to be in the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
And not with some of our heart, but with all of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, you have to tell God, listen, brothers and sisters, because this week we're going to talk about trusting God for everything. How about our righteousness?
Mm-hmm.
So when you stand, God's going to say, well, okay, what kind of righteousness you have?
Yeah.
And you talked about going to church, or you did this, you did that. No, God's going to know the full thing. Where's your trust at?
Mm-hmm.
In the Word of God.
Yeah.
You know who I'm trusting to deliver me? The Lord.
Yes, amen.
That's who I'm trusting for deliverance. Matter of fact, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will deliver you. Sometimes you just got to tell God, like over there in Psalm 26 and 1, I get pastor to read that. But in Psalms 26 and 1, pretty much the same thing in Psalms 28 and 7. You have to trust God. So in that's a psalm of judgment. Psalm 26 and 1. That's Pastor, she'll read that.
Amen. Psalms 26 and verse 1. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my iniquity, I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I'm sorry, Pastor.
In my integrity.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Amen. Let me read that over. Thank you, Pastor. Yes. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask her to read that out another version. And see, Pastor and I, we love each other like that. I mean, we just, hey, one see something, the other don't, the other let us know. I mean, that's how we roll, for those that may wonder what's going on. when he said, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my own integrity. Do you know what that's saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Walking your own
way. You're putting it out there to God.
Mm-hmm.
See, your integrity may not be God's integrity, so you may have to ask him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The last thing you want to do is slide away from God. The last thing you want to do is slip away from the things of God. You want everything be predicated on him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You got another version of that, Pastor?
Yes, I have it in the Message Bible, Pastor.
Okay.
And it reads, clear my name, God. I've kept an honest shop. I've thrown in my lot with you, God, and I'm not budging. Amen.
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 You know, are you willing to tell the Lord, judge me, O Lord? I've been walking in my own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want to trust you, Lord.
Yeah.
You have a lot of people who walk in their own integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, because this is very important. I know, I guess we'll get into it today. I mean, this week. But everybody... integrity could be different when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, how you see things and how I see things may be different. Your integrity might be wearing a suit, but that may not be my integrity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your integrity, if a man doesn't have... You know, I remember I had a school teacher one time. He would love to, he would always wear these starch iron shirts. That was his integrity.
All right.
That's something that he was firm with.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you think about what that word integrity, it was his morals. It was his godliness. It was his ethic. It was his honesty. It was his rightness. See? That's what he believed in, that you should wear starch iron shirts. That's what the man's integrity was.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
But we had another teacher. His integrity was just wearing shirts without starch in it.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, different people have different integrity.
Yeah, that's right.
So when the writer says this, listen now, when the writer says this, judge me, O Lord, I have walked in my integrity.
Mm-hmm.
I have walked also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. See, when you have your own integrity and then you compare it to the things of God, then you go, okay, Lord, wait a minute. I don't want to slide. I don't want to go to the right or to the left. I want to walk in your stuff, Lord. So you need to help me now.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the only way that's going to happen, brothers and sisters, is we trust God. word totally.
Amen.
Now anyone have anything they want to say, press 1. I'm looking at 3261. Can hardly see these numbers. This other one is pastors. Some other number here. But anyway, anybody on here that want to have anything to say, just press 1.
Hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, trusting in the Lord, brothers and sisters, is something we're going to get really into because I think personally that's an awesome topic because we got to trust in God with our whole heart, not with just part of it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When I think about some of the things that have went on, so we got lots to cover this week. We're going to talk about, because see, some people, we're going to learn some things. Let me say that. We're going to learn some things, especially from Abraham, because Abraham had that independent, that character that everybody should have. Just stay focused right on the things of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had that infinite quality. You got to, I'll just be honest with you. Think about Moses, sister. Think about Aaron. There's a lot of people come to mind, and I sure enough think about the Jews. They had trust that because God had told them to bring an animal, it wasn't about the animal.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's now. My body said to do it like this.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So if you look at the animal, you're going to miss what God was talking about.
Amen.
Because you're here thinking about animals, and it ain't about no animals, man.
Say that. Mm-hmm.
It's about, hey, they said, hey, if I got to get this blood, and if I give it to the priest, and the priest will give it to the high priest, hey, I'm good for a whole year. I ain't got nothing to worry about. So that's where their mindset was. Hey, they were doing obeying the word of God as they knew it, not like the people today. The people today want to lean to their own understanding, except what God did in the man Christ Jesus. I don't care if you like it or not.
All right, all right.
Hey, what it's about anyway. It's about, are you really putting confidence in God?
Yes, yes. Amen.
A lot of people say trust in the day instead of trusting in the person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we got a lot to cover this week. And thank you so much, Pastor.
You're welcome.
I thank God for you. Did you have anything you'd like to say before we dismiss?
I just wanted to read that from the New Living Translation, and that was Psalms 26, verses 1. And I would like to read 1 and 2, Pastor. It's reading from the New Living Translation. It said, "Declare me innocent, O Lord, for I have acted in the Lord without wavering. Put me on trial, Lord, and cross-examine me. Test my motives and my heart." Amen.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yes, I was just looking at that second verse, and that's what you was bringing out. I mean, that's what I received from it. So I just wanted to share it, Pastor.
Oh, that's awesome, Pastor. I got a couple of people online just love when you support things with another scripture. I think it's awesome. I mean, with another version. But that's great. But listen, brothers and sisters, the word of God has to prevail over your senses. Until you allow the word of God to prevail It's not going to happen.
Amen.
You got to stop being a Mr. or Miss Know-It-All.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the end of the day, who you hurting anyway? Who you impressing?
Mm.
Who you impressing? You impress God. Not me.
Yeah.
Like me and said, Lord, let me repent of this. Yeah, I was going, what's going wrong with this thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with change, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
I'm going to give you all this and I'm going to let it go. This morning I was trying to use my printer and it kept on telling me I had jam paper and I put a paper out and I put it back. Y'all know how we do. And still wouldn't work. So I said, well, you know what? Maybe I'll just shoot down there to that place and then allow them to correct it and send it off, whatever. I'm going to send it through the email. The spirit said no, because I'm praying in my spirit. I'm praying, Lord, what do I need to do? The Lord told me, say, you take that and turn it upside down. I turned it upside down. It was a little thing I never knew was there. I opened that up, and boom, heat pin fell out of it.
All right.
And the Lord said, that's what jamming the paper. So I put it back, turned it back over, and printed my document.
Praise God.
Sometimes we got to let the Spirit of God just marinate in it, in his word for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it requires a little patience. Don't always be in a big hurry like you got this.
All right. Amen.
I thank y'all so much. Hopefully tomorrow we're just going to do it differently.